डॉक्टर नानी दिखते थे नान एबिगेल ABIGAIL जैक्सन JACKSON सीन ऑन 22nd of January फॉर अ फॉलो अप ऑन हर डिप्रेशन शी हैज बीन कंप्लेनिंग ऑफ पेन इन हर लेफ्ट ईयर एंड साइनस कंजेशन थ्रोट पेन and a mole on left shoulder. Complete review of system was done, past medical history, medications reviewed on examination. She's much better today. Smiling, alert, oriented, not in distress, her vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic, eyes, ears. Left ear is consistent with erythematous membrane, nasal mucus and throat is erythematous. No thyromegaly, no carotid buoy, no tonsils enlarged. Lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchi, no crackles, good airway, serious SNS, too audible, regular, no murmurs, no JVD. Abdomen is soft, non tender, pulse signs are positive. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable, warm extremities. General condition of the skin is normal except for a few acne spots on the face, and she does have a 0.5 centimeter black mole on the left shoulder. Assessment and plan number one, left ear. Ache number two is sinusitis. Number three is depression, anxiety. Number four is throat pain. Number five is mole on the left shoulder. We had a detailed discussion. At this point, she needs to make an appointment to get the mole removed surgically. And I'll start her on Z-Pak and orthotricycline. She will continue using Celexa, and she needs to be up to date on her PAP and her pelvic. Everything was explained to her in detail. Next patient is Mary Jackson, MaryJackson, seen on 22nd of January, for a follow-up on her neck pain, back ache, depression, anxiety, and she needs all her medications at this point, and she wants to go through her lumbar MRI, which was ordered through Michigan Pain Clinic, and showed subcutaneous edema at the lumbar spine. Complete review of system was done, past medical history, medications reviewed on examination. She is alert, oriented, not in distress, vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic, lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchi, serious SNS to audible. Regular no movements, no JVD, abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender, pulse on the positive extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable, warm extremities. General condition of the skin is normal. She does have prominent medial head of the right clavicular bone, and her back was examined as well. She does have some tightening of the muscles in the back at the lower thoracic and lumbar spine area. Assessment and plan number one, neck pain, back ache, with degenerative joint disease and arthritis. The patient has been following with Michigan Pain Clinic. I'm going to refer her to Dr. Washaba's clinic, and the patient will continue using all her medications. I'm going to order a CT scan of LS spine for a follow-up on her edema of the subcutaneous tissues. And she will continue using all her medications as usual. Everything was explained to her in detail. All her questions were answered to her satisfaction. Next patient is Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Dudonis, D-U-D-O-N-I-S, seen on 22nd of January for a complete physical. The patient is not having any problem at this point except for arthritis, with aches and pains in her shoulder joint, neck pain, backache. She does have a history of arthritis, degenerative joint disease, and hypertension along with GERD. Complete review of system was done. Past medical history, medications reviewed on examination. Patient is alert, oriented. Vitals are stable. Head is normal, cephalic. Eyes, ears, nose, and throat normal. No tonsils enlarged. No thyromegaly. No carotid buoy. Lungs are clear to auscultate. No wheeze, no ronchi, no crackles. Good airway. Serious SNS to audible. Regular. No murmurs. No JVD. Abdomen is soft. Non tender. Pulse signs are positive. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable, warm extremities. General condition of the skin is normal. Focal neurological examination is completely unremarkable without any neurological deficit. muscular skeletal examination is normal as well, with full range of movements in all the joints. Assessment and plan number one, complete physical with history of degenerative joint disease and arthritis and because hypertension. Number three is shoulder pain with hip and knee pain. Number four is good. Detailed discussion was done. Patient needs a complete physical blood work. She needs flu shots. And the patient will continue monitoring her diet, exercise, and we discussed about referring for physical therapy. And she will continue using all her medications as usual. Next patient is Theresa, THEERESA WRIGHT, seen on 22nd of January with complaints of having chronic cough. She does have pets at home. She's been feeling very fatigued, lethargic. She doesn't know if she has any asthma. Competitive of symptoms and past medical history medications reviewed on examination. She's alert, oriented, not in distress. Stress, lungs are clear to her, vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic, nose, throat normal, lungs are clear to auscultate, no reason or bronchitis, serious resonance to audible, regular normal, was no GVD, abdomen soft, non-tender, bulbs and are positive, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses palpable, warm extremities, general condition of the skin is normal. Assessment and plan number one. Patient is having chronic cough, questionable asthma, which could be allergy induced or cold induced. Number two is questionable GERD and post nasal drip. I'm going to start from Flonase or Omeprazole in singular, and I'll check her back in 2 weeks. Next patient is Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, Chiodo, C-H-I-O-D-O, seen on 22nd of January. for refills on her Klonopin and Vyvanse for her ADDH, and she needs her oral contraceptive pills. She hasn't had a pap smear done in more than a year. She needs to come back for that, and she doesn't smoke. On examination, her vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic, nose, throat normal, lungs are clear to auscultate, no reason or bronchitis, serious resonance to audible, abdomen soft, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Pulses, palpable, warm extremities, assessment and plan number one, ADDS, number two is anxiety, number three is asthma. All her medications were given to her. She needs to return to the clinic to get her pap smear done before she leaves for France. Next patient is Sandra Barron, S-A-N-D-R-A-B-A-R-R-O-N, seen on 22nd of January for a follow-up on leg cramping and her ultrasound of her abdomen and pelvis along with carotid ultrasound. Everything was discussed in detail, which was normal. She does have family history of DVT in her DVT, and she did mention about having leg cramping and pain in the left thigh, which has been there constantly for a few months now. Her dizziness seems to be much better, and her abdominal pain seems to be better as well since she did had less than 2 centimeter ovarian cyst on the left side. On examination, she's alert, oriented, not in distress, vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic, lungs are clear to auscultate, no reason or bronchitis, serious resonance to audible, abdomen soft. Non-tender bulb sounds are positive, no severe tenderness, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Pulses palpable, warm extremities. General condition of the skin is normal. Assessment and plan number one, bilateral leg cramping. Number two is left thigh pain. Then number three is history of DVT in family. Number four is abdominal pain, which is better now. And number five is left ovarian cyst. At this point, patient is feeling much better. I'm going to order ultrasound on the left thigh. She will be started on Klonopin, and everything, all her ultrasound, carotid ultrasound, abdomen and pelvis were discussed in detail, and patient will follow up as needed. Next patient is Jacqueline Mitchell, J-A-C-Q-U-O-L-Y-N Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, was in today on 22nd of January for a follow-up on her blood work and her abdominal bloating. She continues to have abdominal bloating. Omeprazole didn't help. On examination of vitals, a stable head, stomachophagic, nose, throat, normal lungs, appear to auscultate, no vision or bronchi. Severe assessment as to audible, abdomen, soft extremities, no edema assessment, and plan number one, abdominal bloating. I'm going to start her on Levsin, and if this doesn't work, I'll put her on Reglan. Number two is hyperlipidemia. Patient cannot tolerate statins. At this point, she wants to wait. Even though her lipid profile has gotten even worse, emphasis was made on a good, healthy diet, exercise. She will come back in 2 weeks and discuss about it. Number three is anxiety. She will continue using all her medications as usual and follow up. Next patient is Janet Place, J-A-N-E-T Place, P-L-A-C-E, seen on 22nd of January for a follow-up on diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, arthritis. She is not having any acute problem at this point. On examination, her vitals are stable, complete review system done on examination. She's alert-oriented, not in distress, vitals are stable, head is normocephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal. No tonsils enlarged, no thyromegaly, no carotid buoy, lungs are clear to auscultate, no vision or bronchi. CVSS1 is too audible, slightly tachycardiac, abdomen soft, non-tender, pulsions are positive, extremities, no edema, no cap tenderness, pulses palpable, warm extremities, general condition of the skin is normal, assessment and plan number 1, diabetes, number 2, hypertension, number 3 is hyperlipidemia, number 4 is GERD, number 5 is anxiety, arthritis, mild tachycardia. Detailed discussion was done. Patient is up to date with her blood work. Since she is using 50 milligrams of hydrochlorothiazide, I want her to decrease it to 25. We discussed about the reaction of Norvasc and simvastatin, but the patient doesn't want to make any changes at this point. Her hemoglobin A1C was done, and it was 6.6. She will continue using the same dose of glucophage. I would like to get an echocardiogram done on her. She will stay on a good, healthy diet, exercise, and follow-up as needed. Everything was explained to her in detail. Spend more than 20 minutes. Next patient is Isabella Miles, I-S-A-B-E-L-L-A, Miles, M-I-L-E-S. Seen on 22nd of January for a follow-up on her medication. She's due for a complete blood work. She's feeling fine. She's getting very fatigued, lethargic, because of the stress and work that she's doing since her husband has been sick. Complete review of system was done. Past medical history, medications reviewed. On examination, she's fatigued, lethargic, her vitals are stable, head is normocephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal, no tonsils enlarged, no thyromegaly, no carotid buoy, lungs are clear to auscultate, no vision or bronchi, no crackles, good air entry, severe assessment as to audible, regular, no murmurs, no JVD, abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender, pulsions are positive, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable, warm extremities, general condition of the skin is normal. Neurological examination was normal, no neurological deficit. Assessment and plan number 1, diabetes. Number 2 is fatigue, arthritis. Number 3 and anxiety. Number 3 is hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and chronic renal failure. Detailed discussion was done. She needs a complete physical blood work. Hemoglobin A1C was done, which was 6.8. She will continue using all her medications as usual. Monitor her diet, exercise, and follow up as needed. Next patient is Christina, Kristina Prinsinsky, Prinsinsky. Seen on 22nd of January with complaints of having fatigue, chills, cough, sinus condition. She is on Imuran for her Crohn's disease. On examination, her vitals are stable, head is normocephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat normal, no tonsils enlarged, no thyromegaly, no carotid buoy, lungs are clear to auscultate, no vision or bronchi. Severe assessment as to audible, abdomen, soft extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, no rash assessment, and plan number 1 sinus condition with fatigue, chills, and cough. Number 2 is history of Crohn's disease. I want to do a complete blood work on her and will be started on Zithromax and Teflon Pearl. Side effects were explained to her. She needs to build up her immunity. taking vitamin D and other vitamin. Next station is Johanna. We are calling Johannavukonicch, you know, 22nd of January, for a follow-up on diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. She is here to get all her medications. She doesn't want to get any blood work or CT scans at this point. But within 3-4 months, once the weather gets better, they are going to bring her in again. Complete review of system was done, past medical history, medications reviewed on examination. She's alert, oriented, sitting in a wheelchair. Her vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat normal, no tonsils enlarged, no thyromegaly, no carotid bleed. Lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchial, no crackles, good airway. Serious S1S2 audible, regular, no murmurs, no GVD. Abdomen is obese. I can feel swelling on the right side of the abdomen related to pancreatic cyst. No vasomegaly as the wise. Extremities, no mild edema positive in both the lower extremities. No calf tenderness, pulses, palpable warm extremities, and the condition of the skin is normal. Assessment and plan number 1. Diabetes, number 2 is hypertension, number 3 is hyperlipidemia, number 4 is degenerative joint disease, arthritis, number 5 is mild edema, both lower extremities, and number 6 is a history of pancreatic cyst and pulmonary nodule at this point. This was discussed in detail with the patient and her daughter-in-law, but they don't want to get it done right now. This has been discussed in the past. They want to think about it, and they will follow up in 3 months. Everything was explained to them in detail. All their questions are answered to their satisfaction. She needs to watch her salt intake and monitor her diet and follow up as needed.